Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Lead in the way everlasting. Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Psalm 139 has been a favorite of mine for as long as I can recall. It's a plea, a prayer, an entreaty to the Lord on high to make us what we are not, to make me what I am not, what I desire to be. Being human, we are prone to failure. Being human, we are prone to sinful activity that just seems to overwhelm us and surprise us and reveal to us the humanity that has fallen from what God desires for us to be. But it's a plea and a prayer that God would lead us, guide us, and direct us. Now, how does he do that? He does that as we spend time in his word and speaking to him in prayer. Oh, that we would become more and more the way he wants us to be. His desire is for good for us, not evil. The enemy of our soul wants evil for us instead of good. The choice is always ours, every moment, every day, every second of every day. We need to turn everything that we are and everything we desire to be over to the Lord and allow him to be what we can never be in our own. This is a prayer that should be on our lips continually for the Lord to lead us in that way that is everlasting. Picture eternity as near as we can. The everlasting blessedness of peace with God, with no sin, no temptation, only freedom to do what God wants us to do and serve the way he wants us to serve. That is his leadership that waits for us, and we can begin entering into that leadership by following after him, seeking what he wants us to know through the word of God, and then putting it into practice. Might we do so? Lead on, Lord, lead on. Heavenly Father, we come to you in prayer, seeking those things that you want us to have in our life. Might the joy and the peace and the prosperity that you desire for us, even the times of suffering that await us, might they be opportunities for us to show forth the Spirit of Jesus. And we pray this in and for your name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who would as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.